Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our rock star today is Deontra Hughes, the founder of Spare. That's what the S means. Or does it mean Superman?
Oh, well, pretty close. Either one works for us.
Either one works for me. You know, we've all seen that would you like money back when you put your debit card in. Mm-hmm. This is about would you like money? No back. Deontra, welcome.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you for having me.
What is Spare?
Well, Spare is a community-based cash network. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, we set out to empower our merchants and empower our consumers. We realized that as the economic change, not just the economic climate changed, not just domestically but internationally, there was a subset of the economy that was either becoming increasingly unbanked or underbanked. And so our goal, underbanked meaning that you don't have access to the same financial services as someone else, perhaps in your same country. And so what we've done is we've created this network that has reduced some of the slack and inefficiency around the money moving or cash moving process as it exists today.
Mm-hmm. Is it like an ATM or?
Well, yeah, it's an ATM in your pocket, essentially,
right,
with the iOS.
Big pockets.
Yes, big, big pockets. No, what we've done is that lovely iOS device, that iPhone or the iPad that you have. Today, as far as banking is concerned, that mobile device gives you the ability to do almost pretty much everything. The only thing that was lacking until
Except
we came along.
Back.
Oh, yeah, right? But until we came along, the only thing that you could not do with your iOS device or with your mobile phone was have access to cash.
Right.
And so now we've completely given you the ability to do all of your banking inside of your mobile device.
All right. What was your first job?
So I actually...
You didn't get into this in detail.
Yes. So I actually came out of finance. I used to work for J.P. Morgan. And somewhere along the way, I decided I wanted to be an entrepreneur. My grandfather was an entrepreneur. And
everybody says their grand... Was everybody's grandfather an entrepreneur?
Well,
Most people come in here, and I applaud that.
Well, yes. Well, I believe, you know, at my grandfather's time, you know, entrepreneurialism was a very just natural facet of everyday life. And I think then we had this industrial revolution that kind of kicked in,
right,
and drove these very big businesses and very big industries. And people decided that they would rather be part of a company than own their company. Or the educational system came in and said, let's program people to build these Goliath businesses and these monsters of industry, rather than teach them to create their own.
All right, and let's take a voodoo doll and make sure they think 9 to 5 is
exactly
okay.
Yes, yes. And so I was very much inspired by my grandfather. Him and I were very close. And my father was actually in the military. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that my father impressed upon me very early on was go out, get your education. He did not push me in the direction of the military. Mm-hmm. He wanted me to go out and find my own path in life. And so, you know, from my father's encouragement of seeing his father be an entrepreneur and be successful, my father did the same thing for me and said, look, you know, son, go out and go after whatever it is and go down that path, because not many are built for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just very fortunate that I've had people in my life that have been very encouraging.
I'm from a Navy family. I was in the Army 3 days, a day to get in, a day to figure out how to get out, and a day to get out.
Oh, that's
but
great.
I have an honorable discharge and a letter from Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst job you ever had?
Worst job? Well, you know,
so come on, you had one.
So Well, my first job was I used to bag groceries. I used to work for a little grocery store.
You know, organizational skills.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, it was one of those situations where you could only move as fast as they would allow you to. And, you know, you could only move up as fast as they would allow you to. And the laws.
And by the way, if you do move up, that's a good business.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And so for me, you know, I was a hungry high school student, but I had some time on my hands. My parents said, go get a job. But I learned very much the very basic skills. But the toughest part about it was, I think, what we encounter now as adults is we have to swallow our pride. Sometimes there are just things that you have to do. And it was the first time that I came and I interacted with the phrase, the customer's always right. And I think it's only the worst job in that category because I don't think I've ever really absorbed that completely. I'm still very much, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. And it doesn't really matter what your title is or what position you have. Right. There's a certain level of
decency. Is there a racial part of this? You never thought of that, did you?
You know, not really. But I did live in Yuma, Arizona. And so the grocery store was there. And so you're in this very Republican state in this little town. It's almost the middle of nowhere. Not a whole lot of people have heard of it. Do I believe there's some kind of racial component to it?
Were you feeling like, oh, I'm, you know...
Very rarely.
And the black guy, the white guy. Yeah.
You know, it's very interesting. I was very privileged in my growing up. Mm-hmm. It was very rare that I was exposed to a situation where I believed the other individual saw in shades.
Right, okay, so it was actually racist for me to ask that question. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. Deontra Hughes is our guest. He's the founder of Spare. A very interesting concept. So now as you're growing up...
Yes. Well, at least we try to, right?
Oh, I'm never going to. But I don't know how to put it. Was entrepreneurship in the back of your head, or were you one of these people, like, I always wanted to be in this business, and I made it happen. But were you always going, how do I get into this? How do I do this? How do I start up? How do I get the money? Where's my idea? Who am I going to, you know?
Yeah, well... I would like to say I hit a ceiling inside of corporate America, and
it wasn't glass.
It was not glass, and really what it was is I believe that you should always hunger for more. You should always have this desire to absorb more and to desire more. And I believe that I had learned as much as I could from the financial sector to where I could then go out and make a positive impact myself.
You know what's interesting about that is that you're smart enough to know that you had learned as much as you could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I never thought that in college or graduate school. I thought, man, these people are going to teach me stuff.
Right. But I wanted to learn just enough to make a difference.
Yeah, right. Got it. Yeah. Do you have any friends?
I have lots of friends. Yes,
okay. Most people say no.
So what's happened with friends? I have a very close knit, small group of friends. So as a child, I traveled around a bit. So I was actually born in Tennessee, and then when I was very young, I moved to the Virgin Islands. Then my dad was stationed in Oceanside, California. Then we moved to Arizona, and then about 6 years ago, I moved to Los Angeles.
Right.
And so what I have been able to learn, there's some very interesting things that you learn when you're going through that constant shifting and process, is you learn
how to make friends.
How to make friends is very important, but it's also how to fit in very quickly to your environment so you're not the outcast. And so by doing that, you're able to find the genuine people when you move
from
place
to place.
You know
what? You're never the outcast. You're the interesting new guy.
Yes. Well, I remember when I moved to Arizona, my nickname was the Cali boy, which could
have been worse.
But yeah, it could have been a heck of a lot worse, right? We're talking about junior in high school when everyone's already made all of their friends. And so now you're coming into this new social environment. And so now you've got to make friends. And so I take that nickname any day.
No, absolutely. I can't remember if I had a name. Well, OB, because of O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
How do you... Do you have a family? Are you married?
No family at this particular time. I do have a significant other, someone that I'm very, very close to.
Okay. How do you balance work and your life?
So that's the tricky part. Mm-hmm. You know, they always say that, you know, the things that are important to you, you will make time for.
Sure.
And
that's
I think
a lie, by the way.
Well, I think as you go down this path of being an entrepreneur, it's very important that you find some kind of self-balance. If you do not, this process, this drive, this thing that you're going after can eat alive your relationships. Mm-hmm. And so it's imperative that you keep in mind and be sensitive to how much time that you're dedicating to your craft, to your passion, but also making sure that those...
Much quality time, so yes, you're learning while you're dedicating.
Exactly, yeah. So it's very much quality time, but you also have to be cognizant and very aware that there are people that are connected to you. And it's very healthy for you to step away from your craft, mm-hmm. and interact with those very supportive and loving people that are just right there, mm-hmm. Whether they're a phone call, an email, a Skype session, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, away.
What's the longest you've been without your cell phone?
Oh, goodness. I would say maybe 24 hours.
What?
Yes, a whole 24
Man,
hours.
You
right?
are Superman.
Oh, goodness. Well, there, you know, I went down the path of wanting to...
But people say, oh, I'm going to get off.
No. It's tough. 24 hours is tough. Are you
24
kidding me?
Hours is like 10 years.
FOMO is a real thing, right? And right. So that fear of missing out on what is happening Absolutely. In the world or what's going on with your friends and family and whatnot. But at the exact same time, it is such a relief. It is one of those beautiful things when you can go, hey, this electronic device that connects me to the entire world, I'm going to put you aside. And I'm going to focus on me, or I'm going to.
I have mine
here.
Between my legs when I meditate in the morning.
Just in case.
We're going to talk about sparrow when we come back. A really interesting concept. And we'll get to that when we come back. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs like DeAndre. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If your IVC filter broke or caused organ damage, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7777. 7907.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas,
Nevada. We've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Hmm. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, cool. You didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Deontra Hughes is our guest, the founder of Spare. So let's talk about this. We're dealing in cash, and I think most people, when they want to get cash, by the way, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Pat.
Dealing with cash, ATMs, like the thing, right?
Yeah. Well, it used to be.
Let's slow down. We'll get to it. But, you know, you decided to bypass that.
Of course.
How?
Well, that mobile phone of ours, it's attached to our hip. Right. And it only makes sense that what we're doing is logical. It's the only next step in the evolution. When you packed all those services into that little device that we have every day, why not bridge the gap between digital and physical? And that's what we're doing.
But aren't we doing it, like, for example, at Starbucks, you do it?
Sure, but that's still, you know, that's in the payment of the goods. Mm-hmm. See, what we've done is we've applied that to the dispensing of cash. Mm-hmm. So we've said that the transaction.
Tell me how this works.
So the
what's one of your companies?
One of our merchants.
Yeah.
Yes. So one of the retailers. We have a great merchant in the Long Beach area. I think it's Paramount City, called Magic City. Mm-hmm. An individual by Gerald that runs this company.
And what's magic about it?
So he sells magic goods.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's his industry. And so somebody like myself, if I'm going down in that area, what I'll do is I'll open up my phone and I'll say, well, where's the nearest retailer that is willing to dispense $20 to me? And so our application is going to show you the merchants that are in that area, and then I'm going to send a request. So let's just say it's Gerald's shop. It's Magic City. And so I will send a request down to Magic City. I will walk in. I will be issued a one-time use barcode, a one-time use PIN. I'll walk and I'll authenticate with my device, with Gerald's iOS device. Once that authentication is complete, shown to be good to go, Gerald will give me the $20 and I will go on my way.
But you're dealing bigger figures now.
Oh, absolutely.
What's $20? You can't,
Can't
even get a fake thumb for $20.
No, not at all. But at the end of the day, what we're looking at is we're eliminating time. At the end of the day, time is money.
Right.
And we've all wasted time going to the convenience store to buy the gum, the gummy bears, or whatever it is, just so we can get cash back. And I believe that's an absurd way to do things today. When convenience should be at a snap of a finger, that's what we're giving you.
Now, what does this cost you or the merchant?
So the consumer...
What does the merchant have to pay you?
So the merchant is splitting the fee with us, mm-hmm. or we're splitting the fee with the merchant.
What fee?
So as a consumer, so on that $20, I paid anywhere
between... Let's make it $100.
Let's make it $100. Yeah. Fair enough. So I paid $2.99 for that $100 transaction. The merchant is going to take a flat fee of $1.25 out of that. So that goes directly into the merchant's pocket for filling that transaction. And Spare takes on the rest and pays the processing and whatnot, but we house the rest of that fee.
So basically, you've just lightened the workload to get money.
Yes. Yes.
Take bitcoins?
At this particular point, we are doing the testing to convert bitcoin to cash. And so we're very excited in the next few weeks. We're actually going to roll out to certain domestic areas the ability for our consumers in those zones to tap in to that Bitcoin. And we understand that there's less than 1,000 Bitcoin ATMs worldwide. And there's this desire, this necessity to be able to cash that out, to liquidate that Bitcoin
account. How'd you talk these merchants into it?
Oh, well, that's the easy part.
Was?
It was. It really was. Because we understood what it was that they needed. See, in the past...
What did they need?
Well, they needed increased foot traffic. Okay. They needed increased revenue. And they needed something that was more secure than an ATM. See, in the past, those merchants went out and they invested in those ATMs. And
they
did
never work anyways.
Right, but they did it with the purpose of achieving those three things, right? Additional foot traffic, additional revenue, and some kind of security around those kind of cash transactions. Mm-hmm. The unfortunate thing is the ATM industry has let them down. And so Spare has come in as that logical replacement.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs who may or may not need cash. All of you do. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Deontra Hughes is our guest. What was the hardware that you had to get for this? I'm sure it's mostly software, but you know what I mean. What sort of schematic did you have to lay out for these people?
Well, the only requisite truly for a merchant, what they're required to have mm-hmm. inside of our system is they just need an iOS device, so whether it's an iPhone or an iPad. Just some extra cash.
Right. By the way, iOS is that thing that you never download on your iPhone.
Yes.
And it has some
yes.
benefits. I think you're up to iOS 10 now.
Yes, yeah. Yes, they are.
Was it hard explaining to these people, you're going to give cash to a stranger based on a barcode mm-hmm. that you're giving him?
Mm-hmm. Right. The hardest part, so...
Sounds like Grand Theft Audio.
Yeah.
Or audio.
As a startup, mm-hmm. as a business today... You have to ensure that merchants trust you, the retailers trust you,
yeah, yeah.
And it's a partnership. And so, you know, we've had salespeople when they go out, they're trained to be very accommodating, very, very, they understand what the merchant's situation is. Mm-hmm. And so what that does is that creates this very authentic relationship. Every merchant in our system, retailer, agent in our system today has my contact information mm-hmm. because it's important.
How many do you have?
So we currently have over 700 merchants, and we just acquired a deal to give us an additional 15,000 domestically.
Now, what does the business get out of it?
So we're
By the way, I love this idea. I'm just...
Yes, no, thank you. The business
questions that they're...
Well, the greatest thing that we can bring to the merchants and our agents in the community is a connection factor. We're giving some... small businesses like souvenir shops, the ability to connect with millennials. Why would a millennial need to go into a souvenir shop? They buy everything online. And so now, right, so now we're giving them the ability to connect with a demographic that may not otherwise come into their location. And so we've created this relationship between our customer base and our merchant base that's really self-supportive.
Mm-hmm. And you're growing too, right?
We are. We're growing.
So that's the testament that the idea is good, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we launched this application in August of 2016.
Is it an app?
It is an application, yes.
How do we find it?
So if you go to the App Store and you search Spare, S-P-A-R-E.
It says you're GotSpare.
Yes, so the website is gotspare.com. Mm-hmm. But if you go into the Apple App Store and you search Spare, S-P-A-R-E, mm-hmm. We should be the number one result there, a nice big orange S, and that's us. Mm. Today, you can't take Apple Pay to an ATM. And so
right.
And so what we've done is we've given that millennial base of ours the ability to plug in digital wallets and have access to cash more frequently, a lot easier than before.
We gotta go, but what's the next step?
The next step is to take what we've done domestically and move it internationally. We understand that what we are doing is not just beneficial to one neighborhood or one subset of one state. It is the movement of cash is something that needs to be fluid across the globe. And that is what we're bringing. That is our value proposition.
And that was the beauty of ATM. It was a great way to get cash.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, for banks, if we look at banks, those small credit unions and whatnot, the ATM is usually the first way that a bank, a small community bank, gets into a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They go in, they drop an ATM, and they go, okay, we're claiming some territory. But when you're a small bank, you don't have the assets to go out and pay for ATMs. So what do? You partner with us. Because what we're able to do is give you the ability to expand beyond your physical limitations
right.
quickly.
Okay. It's called Spare. You can go on the app's called Spare.
The app is called Spare, yes.
Website is GotSpare. He's Deontra Hughes.
Yes.
Nice job.
Pat, thank you so much.
Way to go. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This has been Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. We'll see you next time.
Finding happiness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There was once a very sad prince who seemingly shouldn't have been sad because he had every gift and pleasure known to man. So the king gathered all the wise men of the kingdom and asked them to help figure out what was wrong with the boy. The wise men said that the king should find a person who is completely happy and have that person switch shirts with his son. So the king searched and searched for a completely happy person, but kept coming up short because everyone he met who seemed happy with their current state would jump at the chance to be offered something more by the king. Finally, the king was out hunting one day and he ran into a boy he could hear laughing behind the brush. When the king found out that the boy was truly happy with what he had, he was overjoyed, thinking his son would now be saved. But when the king asked the boy to step out from behind the brush, he saw that the boy had no shirt. You see, happiness isn't in having many things, but in having few wants.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Now let's check in with Alex Worley for good reason. She's always got somebody great. Alex?
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars. And my guests today, Andres Izquieta and Dee Murthy, they are the co-founders of 5-4 Club. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So tell me, what is the 5-4 Club?
So 5-4 Club is a long journey. We started 15 years ago as an apparel brand, and in the more traditional wholesale and retail business. And about 4 years ago, we pivoted into a men's subscription service, where for $60 a month, you get 2 to 3 items at 5-4 delivered to your door. That includes shipping, and it's an easy way for guys to shop and enjoy style and kind of begin their style journey.
So this has been a long journey, been in business for 15 years. It's evolved a lot. How did you find that perseverance to just keep going and try new things and eventually have it work?
I think from day one, we had this mission to change the way that men dressed. And even though we had no idea how we were going to get there, we were just driven by the idea of creating something that was our own brand that reflected our lifestyle. And for the first 10 years of our business, we were a traditional wholesale and retail model, like Dee said. When we pivoted to this 5-4 Club concept in 2012, we thought that we finally saw the light, where we were able to take all the pitfalls from the traditional clothing business, and we were able to adapt to kind of like the new medium in terms of how consumers were actually shopping and how we felt that the customer wanted to be curated and where the customer was going, essentially.
Yeah, and I'm sure it felt a little risky to do something that really hasn't been done before. It's so much easier to look at what's worked for other people and be like, oh, I'm just going to like copy that, you know, not reinvent the wheel. But you guys are, in a sense, reinventing the wheel. So how did you know that there was actually opportunity there?
I think for the first 10 years of our business, we'd always follow the traditional path. And we've listened to too many people where they were like, this is how you launch an apparel brand. This is how you get into stores. Finally, we woke up one day and said, hey, none of this is working for us. We got to find our own path. And ultimately, that's what led down to the club. And I think the fact that we kind of got out of the comfort zone of what everyone tells you to do and you do your own thing is actually when we started seeing results.
Yeah, you were zigging where other people were zagging, and it came together and worked really well for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what did you learn from spending many years in the more traditional space of fashion?
I think from a foundation basis, we obviously learn the basics. We learn how to manufacture. We learn how to design, to merchandise, to market somewhat to consumers. But more importantly, we learn like the backbone of how the traditional clothing business is ran, which is traditionally driven by design and manufacturing. From a perspective of like how that comes into what we do today, there's a lot of things that transfer, but there's a lot of things that don't. So I think, you know, we're able to transfer what's important, but at the same time, what was exciting is that we kind of started new. And I think it's okay to kind of like disrupt yourself. And it's okay to, you know, it's like when people die, there's new people that come in that are supposed to, whatever.
It's all evolving. Yeah.
It's all evolving.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
So for us, we saw that evolution. We weren't necessarily scared, and our attitude is always just do it. And we don't like to think too much about things and just do it. If it works, great. You keep evolving and iterating. If it doesn't work, cool. You learn from it, and then you figure out what to do next.
Yeah, a lot of entrepreneurship is just trying new things and seeing what works and then going with that.
Yeah.
So going back to, you said design and manufacturing are very important, whether or not you're doing the traditional model or you're being innovative. So what are a couple key components to being successful in those two areas, design and manufacturing?
I think that in design, just first is knowing what you want, right? So if there's an idea of how you can make something better, then great. Really understanding the manufacturing process helps you to design things better because you know what you can and cannot do. And, you know, obviously, like he said earlier, when people a lot of time try to tell you what to do or what direction to go in, you know, you have to take advice with like a grain of salt where you take things into consideration, but at the end of the day, you need to do what you want to do. And for us, you know, design and manufacturing has been kind of at the core of our business. And the way that we look at the future is that that is always going to be the core nucleus. But in terms of what's consumer facing, it's going to be about the experience. So from a design perspective, our thesis is how can we make things at the best quality possible and and offer it to the consumer at the best price as well.
Yeah. All right. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Andres Izquieta and Dee Murthy. They are the co-founders of 5-4 Club. So you want to make quality products at a good price point. With that in mind, where did you start when it came to manufacturing?
So that's actually a really funny story because I think a lot of younger people can relate. Actually, you can't relate to how we found them, but we actually found our first manufacturer in the Yellow Pages.
Oh, wow.
So literally,
I remember those days.
So it was a big yellow book, and you found people to do things. And we literally just found the biggest ad. They said screen printing in LA. And
they must know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're the biggest ad. So, I mean, needless to say, that wasn't a pleasant experience. But I think what we did that was always strong is that we just got out there. We just asked questions, and we went to China. We went to India. We went to all these countries.
So you actually met the people who were going to be making your
clothing. We were never afraid to go and talk to people and ask them to help us. And I think that's how we really started the manufacturing process. We started with that screen printer that led us to a sewer, that led us to a hat maker, that led us to a denim maker, that led us to a fabric mill. Like, you know, we just kind of...
Really kind of the old-fashioned way.
Yes.
Just a word of mouth and referrals and that kind of thing, which is still underrated today. Like, that is so important.
Yeah, there's so many...
Today.
Exactly. And there's so many businesses even today, like, they're making product, but they've never been to the factory. They don't understand the process. Like, we actually sat and learned every little process in the apparel business in the more traditional way. And I think that's what we appreciate, the whole process on a daily basis and what it takes to get great product to your customer.
Yeah, and you have a very distinct, recognizable brand. What is the messaging behind your brand that you're really trying to connect with your customer on?
Do you want to answer? Or do you want me to answer?
Whoever wants to.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, it's really about driving this concept of discovery and being an explorer and being the modern man. To us, trying new things is kind of like an habitual thing, and to really have that kind of mindset where, like, the way that we see our customer, you know, our customer is a guy that is, you know, trying to find out what the cool new things are, what the, you know, where the great places to go eat are. He uses Uber or Lyft. He goes on Postmates, goes on Amazon Prime, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, so you've really thought about your customer in detail. What, you know, what companies he...
Yeah, because if you think about the premise of 5-4 Club is that we send you basically two items that are a surprise in a box.
Yeah.
And you have to trust us that we're going to do the best job possible in curating that package and that experience for you. So with that in mind, the mindset, I think, is where things first start. And really that concept of wanting to be an explorer is kind of key front and center in that.
So your business has evolved a lot. Tell me about those key points where you were evolving and disrupting yourself and the industry and how you knew there was actually opportunity there.
I think the biggest pivotal moment was in 2008. It was like the beginning of the recession. And we got, in a week's time, I'm not going to name the retailers, but one returned $2 million of goods, another one didn't pay their bills, and another one went bankrupt.
Yikes.
When that happened, we were like, this business model is broken. Like, because you can't make money, there's no point in continuing on. So that, I think, was a way, like an aha moment where we were like, we're classic Americana, the modern version of it, in our apparel kind of vision. And those brands that Macy's and Nordstrom's had carried, your Ralph Lauren's, your Tommy Hilfiger's, they were never going to make room for a brand like ours. So we had to go find a new distribution model so that we can grow our business to speak to the customer because those retailers weren't allowing us. So I think that really was the moment when we realized we had to change the way we thought about the world when it came to fashion.
Yeah, and for entrepreneurs that are new or aspiring watching this that may or may not be in the fashion industry, what advice do you have for paying attention to where there could be opportunity to disrupt the industry but have it still be a calculated risk?
I think you just have to look at the market, look at products, see what product is out there, look at your personal experience, see how you experience things. Your distribution platform of that product. Is it something that you buy offline? Is it something that you buy online? And I think more importantly is like, how do you talk to your customer when selling this product? Now with online and social and this, that, and the other, you're able to speak to your customer in a very different way than it was like 5-10 years ago. So there's so many cool new ideas or new ways to present certain options, where before that didn't exist because technology was not there. When looking at things, being able to kind of see that, and then if it's a consumer product, like something that's tangible, really understanding how to make something is super important. Like, go to the factory, sit there and watch, learn. Like you said, don't just sit behind a keyboard and see things. Like, I've been in this business now for 15 years, and for instance, I was in Guatemala this week for denim, and I learned something there. And I'd been to, like, I don't know, 50 to 75 denim factories, but I learned something new. Yeah. So you always have to be able to adapt.
Oh, such good stuff. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. My guests, Andres Izquieta and Dee Murthy, they are the co-founders of 5-4 Club, and we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Want to be among the elite on top of the mountain? Start adopting these traits and habits that the successful do differently. Hi, folks, I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, they surround themselves with supporters. They have friends and people in their inner circle that help them grow, get better, and achieve their biggest goals and dreams in life. The best of the best know how vitally important it is to surround themselves with a team of like-minded individuals who are going to help them win in all facets of life. Number two, they constantly expand their vision. Instead of letting their past mistakes, failures, and hardships define their destiny, they constantly expand their vision as to what's possible. They know that as long as they're still breathing and get the opportunity to live another day, there's more to do and achieve. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat, because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's check in with Mark Lack.
How can you get a six-pack and make six figures? Joining us is Kat Secor. She's a health expert and IFBB pro bodybuilder. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So how do we do it? How do we get that six-pack and make six figures?
It all comes down to being proactive and not reactive. Mm. Whether you're in health, whether it's your business or your personal life, how to make the biggest impact for your day and propel you with momentum moving forward and being successful in every aspect of your life.
So don't wake up and be reacting to social media and emails and the coffee maker and the bagels.
Exactly. Okay. Get up with intention. Know exactly what you're going to do. Wake up maybe 2 hours earlier than you have to go to work.
Make it happen.
Okay. Get right to the gym. Don't wait until the end of the day when you're reacting. You're making excuses. Okay. Cut that out. Okay. Get that bad habit out of your life.
So if you can wake up and be proactive and say, look, I'm going to wake up right now. First thing I'm going to do is drink some water, hydrate. Then I'm going to go and get my butt into the gym. Or, hey, well, that takes too much time. Well, if you wake up early, you have time. Or do it in your house. There's plenty of different ways. Don't make excuses because that's reacting to it.
Exactly.
Be proactive. You think that the health part is the most important thing. Wake up, handle the health. That'll put you in a proactive mood for the rest of the day.
Yeah, and it gives you momentum. Okay. It's an achievement.
That's huge. Yeah.
If you're a successful business person or you're just an entrepreneur starting out, you thrive off achievements. Make the first thing you do that morning a huge achievement.
So every day you start with a win.
Every day you start with a win.
Okay, I love that because the momentum is crucial.
Yes.
And so I think after the gym, you feel actually energized in the morning. You're like, mm-hmm. I feel great. I got that done. Check. You start to develop more confidence. Now I'm building momentum, and then that carries out throughout my business. I'm going to make more phone calls. I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to get those emails done later in the day. When I am tired, I can handle that stuff. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I'm going to do the highest income and impact activities because I'm proactively going after my goals. I checked the health one off early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going after my finance goals to make that six figures or beyond, right?
Yeah, and I think another big part of that is making sure you're prepared for your day.
Okay.
Before your day starts. And I'm talking about meal prepping.
Okay.
Or maybe having enough water with you. So you're not ever in a starvation state or a state of scarcity. Okay. Making sure you're prepared. Prep all your food. Get your whole day ready for you. Know exactly what you're going to eat. Those are also going to eliminate decisions that you have to think about throughout the day.
Okay. And which free allows up me your to focus brain. More on business.
Exactly. It's going to allow you to focus more on business and free up your brain to making better, high-impact, high-income decisions.
Okay, I think we spend so much of our time focusing on making these business decisions that we ultimately jeopardize our health later, and then we don't have the energy for the health.
Mm-hmm.
But if we plan the health and just make it a ritual and get it done early in the morning, we have the energy, our meals are in the fridge, I can literally have more energy, better health, and just focus on business. Meals already done. Health already done. Focus on making that six figures and getting it done. Let's talk about adding value. So if you're adding value to yourself by being healthier, you can serve your family better. You can serve your friends better. You can serve your clients better. And ultimately, that will yield in making more money.
Exactly.
So The confidence thing, I think, is key, though, because if you have a six pack, usually I usually don't see people with six packs that are not confident and they're sad and depressed. Do you ever see? I'm in great shape. I'm usually not sad and depressed.
And it
I'm
takes,
more confident.
Exactly. It takes so much precision to get a six pack for most people.
Which develops the confidence.
Exactly. Which develops the confidence. And how would you like to walk around on a day-to-day basis and everybody you meet, you know, underneath your shirt, you have an awesome six pack. Just
I know that if
just,
I take my shirt off,
you built it yourself.
Exactly.
Yep. You built it yourself. You built this house.
Yeah.
You
and
built
if I
your
can
business.
Do this and create a shift and a change here and develop confidence into here, I can do anything outside of myself.
Exactly.
That's where the confidence builds up from the health, from the six pack, which then propels you forward to make the six figures.
100%.
And I think that's where so many people are missing it, is because they're unhealthy, unhappy, sick, and broke versus happy, healthy, and wealthy. And it all starts not just from the six pack. That's the byproduct of developing the momentum and being proactive with your health.
Well, and people also like to use success in one area of their life as an excuse to letting other areas of their life slip by. Mm. So if you're a successful business person and you're maybe not healthy, you have prediabetes, you're overweight, you have high blood pressure, you're saying, oh, well, I'm working so hard in my business.
Yeah. Oh, you've got a six pack, but I've got more money than you.
Exactly. So why not have it all?
Yeah.
Why not put in, you already have the work ethic. You already know how to be successful.
Have the six pack and the six figures.
You have the principles. Why not apply it to everything in your life?
Fantastic. And if somebody already has the six figures, or maybe they want to have the six pack and the six figures, you teach people exactly the process to build the success from within the six pack and the health and the body they want. And that helps them get to the six figures.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. And you post all this information online.
Oh, yeah, we do. We post way more than we should.
You give away all your best stuff for free.
All the best stuff is on there.
I love that. Let's do a couple last things here.
Okay.
On the health, let's bust some myths. People are going to the grocery store. They're buying stuff they think is healthy. Mm-hmm. People think, oh, eating healthy or organic, it's expensive, though. Meal prepping's tough. It takes more time to meal prep than to just do it later.
Completely.
Bust some of these myths for us. Maybe I didn't even cover some, so you tell us.
All right. So basically, any kind of artificial sweeteners, you want to cut them out.
Get them out.
The body doesn't know what they are, so you're actually hurting your body more. You're probably storing more fat. This is something I personally have a challenge with. I love Splenda. Got to cut that out. Use stevia.
Okay.
Also, processed foods, we want to also eliminate those. Okay. The body doesn't know what to do with those. They're storing fat. Mm. When you're walking around the grocery store, many times you're finding products that are organic, but they're being perceived as healthy, but truly they might not be in line with your goals. Mm. They could have sugar contents that's extremely high. Yes, it's natural sugars, but it's still sugars.
Everyone thinks it's organic, don't panic.
It's organic.
And then they throw it in. Okay.
And they're just blowing their calories for the day. Okay. So they have to be precise and aware of what they're putting in their body, the timing of when they're putting these nutrients in their body.
The timing is key.
Timing is key.
Okay.
So be very conscious of what's going in. Your food simplicity is key. It's another one of my biggest tips.
Okay.
Eating with simplicity might feel boring, but you can incorporate salt-free seasonings, Mrs. Dash, Oh My Spice, Flavor God. Those are amazing seasonings that have great ingredients that add no salt and add flavor to your food and diversity.
So you don't have to jeopardize maybe your favorite foods or flavors. But again, you guys teach all this content for free. You also have it in your coaching and in your programs. Mm-hmm. Somebody says, I want to follow you. I want to get this free content. Maybe I even want to talk to you about doing some coaching and some custom diet plans or things like that. Where can they get that?
Yeah, they can go right on our Facebook page to Coach Kat and Dr. Mimi.
Fantastic.
Message us directly or leave a comment, like our videos. Let us know what you're looking for, and we will be sure to deliver.
And this will probably be on Facebook at some point.
Awesome.
So fantastic. Kat,
thank you
so much. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, or online at businessrockstars.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalk Radio.